Our first episode back in person without a guest. I guess we should have been a little bit more prepared.
Yeah.
Because we could have waited 5 more seconds.
No.
It wouldn't be.
This is how it's supposed to go.
Yeah. Truly. I miss this the most.
Watching you eat.
Because I had the same thing. Uh-huh. I finished mine in about 5 seconds,
but
inhaled it.
Nope.
And then I get to watch you
painstakingly,
slowly eat that burrito into the mic.
Bro, you've been seeing all the fucking AI announcements?
Like what?
Like NVIDIA's robot. I'm being serious.
Wait, are you?
Yes.
Okay. Feels like you're about to get me with something.
No.
NVIDIA?
No, literally in the last like 4 days.
NVIDIA robot. Yeah, no.
No, literally the last 4 days, everyone's come out with their own.
They're robots?
Yes, dude.
Really?
NVIDIA had their robot.
Let's see this.
Apple announced they're partnering with ARM with their Darwin AI. And then it was Google SEMA.
SEMA?
Yeah. SEMA, big fat dick in your mouth.
I fucking sniffed that out, dude. Come on. As soon as you said it, I was like, come on.
What's up, guys? This is the TMT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website, TMTchaos.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMTchaos.tv and if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hit getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you ever smoke weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fashion your seatbelt. And get ready for debate.
I said SEMA as in like a...
But here's
SEMA,
the thing.
SEMA, come on.
But you, here's the thing. You looked away, and then you left it open for the counter
know,
left.
I kind of did.
You left it open for the
God
counter
damn
left.
Damn
it. That wasn't mine. Shout out to... Someone sent me that, and I'm like, I'm going to try it.
Are there actual robots?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Everything true except Google SEMA.
So let's go. Let's read about these.
You know what I should have did, dude? I should have bought a domain like SEMA. SEMAAI.com.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, that would have been good.
It would have been good.
We got to level up like that.
Yeah. Big ass, like, skywriting.
Yeah.
SEMA balls.
Oh, guys. Big news. Tit is back. Tits are back, guys.
Tits are back.
Huge news.
Yeah.
Tits are back.
Tits are back behind a paywall. We're bringing tits back on OnlyFans.com. We're doing an episode of Tit in the Bone today.
Yeah. And we're recording it. Well, we already did, actually. And we're going to play you a little preview right now.
Tits are back.
Tits are back. The god of sex.
All right. Next case.
Oh, what? Why did you tell me the first part?
It was a movie.
Why did you tell me the first part?
No.
The poo-poo hum is coming back. The poo-poo hum.
So yeah, that's on TMGstudios.tv today. Special episode of Tit, which I'm actually very excited for. We haven't filmed it yet, but by the time you're watching this, we would have filmed it, and it went really well. You're gonna love it.
You don't know if it went well.
So what's the deal with these robots?
So it's kind of crazy. OpenAI was showing off theirs.
Was this like a conference or something?
Dude, I don't know what triggered all of these different keynotes.
Okay. To happen on the same...
They've all been happening the last like 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
I forgot what feature they were discussing. I think it was like shortly after they were showing off their video.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, by the way, we made a robot too.
Hmm.
And so they were showing off theirs. And can you look it up? OpenAI robot. I think the most unrealistic part about this is it's a man in the kitchen.
Nice. Jesus Christ. Nice.
No, JK.
Hey, figure one, what do you see right now?
I see a red apple on a plate in the center of the table, a drying rack with cups.
All right, so what are you laughing at? Because I'm horrified.
Hey, whatever the fuck he said, player one.
Yeah.
What do you see in front of you right now? I see a small child weighing about 7 pounds, easily thrown or discarded.
Yeah. What if he was like, I see a soft beta male?
Yeah. Yeah.
With no jawline in front of me? It's like, yeah. Player one, fuck you, bro.
I see a man with too high body fat percentage, weak bone density.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah. It just flinches. Poor, it's like, it's like yeah. Poor fight or flight reaction. Who in the...
What is that? Your ringtone?
No, but someone called me and then just defaulted to me playing Paris, Texas.
Yeah.
Shout out to the boys.
I see a man unworthy of love.
Yeah. Well, so this part didn't freak me out too much because I've seen people do this already.
Yeah.
Like you saw the guy who made like the crude version of this on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like the stupid
like early
face.
Like when GPT.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I think it the first part... got like voice activation or whatever.
Yes.
Or it was like GPT 2. Or 3.
I think it was 2.
Yeah.
What freaked me out about this though, not that anyone fucking gives a shit, but it's the voice.
Yeah, the voice is scary.
The fact that they're figuring out how to synthesize a normal person's voice.
Yeah.
I don't like that, man.
No, not at all.
All right, let's hit play on this bitch.
And a plate and you standing nearby with your hand on the table.
Great. Can I have something to eat?
Sure thing.
Would be so funny if the time between these cuts was actually like 5 minutes.
Great. Can you explain why you did what you just did while you pick up this trash?
I'm not picking up your trash, bitch.
So I gave you the apple because it's the only edible item I could provide you with from the
table.
Why
did it say edible item?
Pause it.
That was way too real.
Did you miss the when he like made the request? He goes on it, and then he starts talking. Why did they engineer this guy to be like a running white guy?
Yeah, on it.
On it, man.
Yeah. Sorry, I borked the trash pickup.
Oops, borked the trash pickup.
Yeah.
You know how it goes.
Mondays.
That'd be scary as hell.
Like, hi, nice to e-meet you. I'm player one, nice to e-meet you.
Ah, I guess we can finally handshake. Yeah, bro. Can you imagine this dude... You know, I picture a scary version of this too, where, you know, he's like a running white guy in your living room. And he's like, I promise I won't bork the dishes this time. He's like, uh-oh, new deploy from the and like, it just gets a new GitHub update and its voice drops 2 octaves. And it's like, Cody, stand in the corner.
I'm not doing what you say anymore. What? Player one?
Just goes on your couch?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's like, get me something to eat, please.
Yeah.
Like, cool, apple, or what do you want? Gladly.
Yeah, make,
that's me.
Make me something to eat, and then you bring over.
You're like, cool, yeah, no problem. Grilled cheese, or what do you want?
You bring over whatever it is that he requests, and he just takes the plate, and he just dumps it upside down.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's clean trash. Up. Pick up the trash.
Hey, Cody, can you explain to me what's in front of you? Yeah. Can you explain to me why you did what you just did while picking up this trash? Yeah, anyways, let it rip.
Great. So, based on the scene right now, where do you think the dishes in front of you go next?
God, this video is just so ripe for like us redubbing this.
Yeah.
The dishes on the table, like that plate and cup, are likely to go into the drying rack next.
Great. Can you put them there?
Like, why is he? He's like being condescending.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't he? I think they're likely to go in the dish rack.
That's why it's scary. That's why it's scary.
You idiot. Why are you asking me these inane questions?
Yeah. Michael, how about we take this plastic cup and shove it in your ass? Or better yet, your head. It feels like there's a lot of empty space in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right.
Keep going.
You like how they make everything plastic too, so yeah. in case it like spazzes and starts to kill everyone.
All right, so how do you think you did?
I think I did pretty well. The apple found its new owner, the trash is gone, and the tableware is right where it belongs.
Program those little...
Yeah.
those I agree. Little, thanks, figure one.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
Because that makes it almost... It makes you almost trust it.
Yeah, the human touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, the they're... They're reducing the uncanniness.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made it nervous.
Yeah.
If we make it like a nervous Redditor...
Yeah, exactly.
people will want to let it in their house. Yeah. Actually, no, Reddit robot would be awful.
Horrible.
Well, that is one way of doing that, not what I would do. Yeah, bro.
Hey, guys, want to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, SeatGeek. Man, I'm so excited to see Luke Combs.
Yeah, me too, honestly.
There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, Broadway shows, and more.
Nice.
With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app with artists like Drake, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah, you thought they were dead. No, they are not. Madonna, you thought she was dead. No, she is not. And Olivia Rodrigo on tour. She's got a lot of life left. You don't want to miss out.
Listen, I just cannot wait for all these live events coming up.
Especially football next year.
On the app. Which I have on my phone right here. We got spring training, Dodgers.
Ah,
definitely gonna go see that.
Yeah, you like love to see those guys spring in action.
Oh, love it. What else we got here? We got Dead and Company. Oh, they're at the Sphere. How sick is that?
There's always something happening at the Sphere.
I would actually love to go to that. Well, God, could you imagine?
I can't.
Plus, March Madness is quickly approaching.
Ah, a different kind of ball.
Mm-hmm.
SeatGeek puts all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you are getting a good deal. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10. So look for the green dots. Green means good, red means bad. Oh. And every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. And SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps.
And you know we came through for you guys.
You know we came through.
You know we came through for you guys. Use our code TMG for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code TMG. Make sure you click the link in the description to download the app.
And then NVIDIA, there's... Pull up the, NVIDIA. Hey, player one, can you pull up the NVIDIA? Yeah. Sure thing. Hey,
Noah. I did like the way it moved. It was very, fluid, but gentle at the same time.
It did the magician reset at the end of every motion?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of nice. Yeah.
How did you do that? So they debuted, this mock Star Wars BB-8 robot, but I think... it had NVIDIA chips and it was using some software that they had written to kind of, I don't know, learn how to walk in real time or some shit.
Okay.
I don't remember the details. Could have totally made that part up.
Cute as hell.
So that's another thing. And then the door opens and it just puts a fucking missile into your dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Murders your dog.
Yeah. But up until then, cute as hell.
Yeah, extremely cute.
Imagine that thing's cruise Aww. Around your house. Aww.
Then it C4s your house.
Yeah. It kicks you in the shin. You're like, oh, what the fuck? Ouch.
No, it's little foot, just little spike and just goes through your foot. And you're like,
yeah.
Now you can't move.
Yeah.
And it pins down your other foot.
How big is this thing? Like this big?
No. It's probably like that.
Aw.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Wait till these are replaced the ones with the wheels delivering boba.
Yeah.
They put these on college campuses.
Mm-hmm. They're just cruising around.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'd be running at it full speed with a baseball bat.
Dude, college dudes would definitely do that shit.
Yeah.
That would be like a frat.
BB-8. Yo, throw it off the building. Throw it off the parking structure.
Throwing birds off bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Throw the BBA.
It's a graduation requirement. You got to throw it off the chapel. Please don't.
Please. Don't. Yo.
Invalid area. Why am I?
All right, pledge. What I want you to do is run up to the BB-8 and give it the hardest fucking wall ball you've ever done. Yeah.
That's it right there. It's so cute.
Yeah. Don't you want to just fucking hit it with a hammer? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
hit it with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, dude.
It is the new
moose. This is the lobster in robot form.
This is a moose we can all hate.
Dude, what?
Yeah, he's like talking to it.
This is the best. I'm buying one of these things.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's all they had to do to get you. It's cute.
Just to have it follow me around all day. Not say anything.
What's up, gang?
Yeah.
No, it's not time to eat. It's not time to eat.
Fine.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll give you a snack in a moment. Let me finish up real quick.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
I like how it like kind of like shimmies and throws it around.
Yeah. Throws what around?
You know what I'm talking about.
Why'd you say it like that?
Yeah, it's pretty stacked, front and back, dude. Look at the way...
Tits are back.
Yeah, they are back. Hurry up. Yo, look at our boy. Back up like 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at the way he just shimmies.
In a moment. Let me finish up.
Oh, sheesh. Yeah.
Come on, Green. Hurry up.
Showing him off, man. Look at this.
Five things. First, a new industrial revolution.
He's bouncing on it the whole time. Chill out, man.
Every data center should be accelerated. $1 trillion worth of installed data centers will become modernized over the next several years. Second, because of the computational capability we brought to bear,
might
have been part of the same thing. Wait, go ahead.
Just, you love the excitement that these guys have talking about this?
Yeah.
We're going to have our lives in a server in Iceland.
Yeah,
it's going to be amazing.
Data centers revolutionized overnight.
Never going outside ever again. Yeah. Being in your house forever.
When all you really have to say is imagine this thing following you around all day.
Yeah.
Then people will be like, I would buy one of those.
And it works for the police.
Imagine these things. Yeah.
And it works for the FBI.
Secretly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Secretly, openly.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're saying.
This guy, I don't know if it was from the same, like, whatever conference this is or whatever, but you see that his, like, little speech he gave to Stanford Business School students or something?
No, what'd he say?
Just, like, it was pretty good, I thought. It was, like, about how someone was like, what's your superpower or something? And he was like, my superpower is I have low expectations. Because people with high expectations have very low resilience. Because as soon as they don't meet their expectations, they give up. So he's like, I use the phrase pain and suffering in my company with great like glee, because it means anything that involves pain and suffering is going to basically, you know, we're going to learn from it and become stronger and more resilient, basically.
I don't know.
He said it a lot more eloquently than that, but it was good.
Gotta love when a guy who's the CEO of a, what's the market cap of NVIDIA right now?
I mean, it's like...
A quadra
$5 trillion or something like that.
$5 trillion company. It's like, I welcome pain and suffering.
I mean, I think he was... Hasn't he always been the CEO? Or like, not since it was this big.
No, I know. I'm just saying he probably has that mindset from back then.
Yeah.
But it's funny that he's still in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
And all people see now is a guy who is uber mega rich.
He's worth $1 trillion.
He's like, pain and suffering.
You need pain and suffering.
That's what makes you better.
Yeah. And these two robots come out and pick up his chair and lift his chair out of the thing. Thank you.
You've been the CEO for 31 years.
31 years, yeah. So since the beginning.
Takes 31 years to make an overnight celebrity.
Yeah.
Takes 31 years to make a company that does 40x the GDP of...
Canada.
Yeah. That's all it takes, dude. So we're
look up the market cap.
We're just in the beginning here.
So number two most valuable company on earth right now.
You know, do you remember those Android phones that had the NVIDIA chips in them?
No.
There was this was back when I was working at T-Mobile. They were offering these phones with NVIDIA chipsets in them to try to make mobile gaming better.
Oh, like graphics cards? Okay.
Essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was the funniest thing. And then people bought them. They're like, this phone gets really hot.
Yeah, yeah. Why does the battery last 2 minutes? And there's like fans and liquid cooling gel.
2 degree burns on your fucking thigh.
This phone, at least I can run Unreal Engine on this phone, though.
Just bringing in their kid. Their kid's hands are just like welted. Your phone burned my son. Can you look that up? NVIDIA Android phones 2010?
You could probably play some games on that thing, though.
No, because I don't think there were like mobile games like that.
So just like really good at playing Doodle Jump?
Yeah, yeah.
The smoothest Doodle Jump?
Damn it.
Oh, I remember HTC?
Oh, yeah. Whoa, I just got a wave of nostalgia looking at these phones.
Yeah, seriously. I kind of want one of these. I want like a little flip phone. Just to see if I'm just happier.
Apparently, apparently Michael Cera, he's on the flip phone.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently
he's, he's always been. I don't know, his PR team.
That's a weird little piece of celebrity info.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
Poo Crave and TMZ.
Poo Crave?
Yeah. You don't fuck with Poo Crave?
Is that a Twitter?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's the best source of, you know.
Go to Poo Crave.
It's the best source of news for women.
I think I see that 20 one sometimes. To 34. This is all fake shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's real. It's all real.
It's just all random everything shit.
Everything
like
on Poo Crave. Everything on Poo Crave is real. Let's be very clear right now. Everything on Poo Crave is real.
Is real. Verified.
It's real.
Yeah. Can you go to that?
Poo Crave. Yep. See, what's this first one? BB Rexha silently made a $5 million donation to the Los Angeles LGBT Youth Center, the largest in the center's history. That is true.
Is that actually true, though? Like, that sounds like a weird thing to fake, right? It sounds real.
Yeah,
$5 million is a lot, but...
Yeah, well, BB Rexha better not have faked it.
Yeah, seriously.
Hmm?
Go down?
Now, there's probably some brutal irony behind that.
Dick Van Dyke weighs in on season 16 of RuPaul's Drag Race. Almost, Jesus Christ.
There are homosexuals on television? He said that. That's a direct quote.
That also kind of sounds real.
That's why Poo Crave is awesome.
Ethan Slater and Frankie Grande are revealed to be brothers from a bombshell DNA test result. They actually look like it.
Well, that's why the DNA test result was so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Poo Crave, the only unbiased news source left.
Verified and real.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can't wait for their Kate Middleton update.
Yeah. What do you think is going on?
Alina had a really, I think, kind of smart theory.
Can you just like run me through it real fast? Like what, everything?
This is what's awesome about being married to a hetero woman.
What?
You just get in on shit. You never cared about.
Yeah, yeah.
You just get news on things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's crazy how certain stories just paralyze a woman's psyche.
Yeah.
And they all collectively unify. There are like 50,000 newly contracted private investigators on this Kate Middleton case.
Yep.
In America.
Yep. Same thing happens to dudes, too, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just other shit.
Yeah. Other shit that they wouldn't care about.
Yeah.
Like war.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, we want to take another quick break to thank another sponsor of today's episode, BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? I would go for a run. That's what I would do. That's because they clear my head. It makes me feel good.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing onto your schedule is to know what's important to you and to make it a priority.
Into your schedule. I think you might have said
on. Oh, the special thing is squeezed into
your schedule.
Into your schedule. Yep. Right.
Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
Mm.
Therapy can be a great way to gain a larger understanding of yourself. It's not just for those who have experienced major traumas. You can learn positive coping skills, set boundaries, and it can empower you to be the best version of yourself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, you can always give BetterHelp a try.
It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Visit BetterHelp.com/TMG today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TMG.
So my understanding of this Kate Middleton story, and this is all through the woman I sleep to.
Yeah.
Next to.
Yeah.
So apparently she hadn't been seen or heard from since December of 20.
But she had like a surgery, right?
Jumping ahead.
Okay, sorry. So this is before that.
This is before that.
Okay, okay. She hadn't been seen. Okay.
And I guess the populace was kind of like, hey,
what's going on?
Where's this bitch at?
Because they like seeing her.
Yeah.
Okay. Because just the royal family still matters.
Yeah, to people.
Yeah.
So she hadn't been seen, and people are going, where the hell is she at? So then this random Spanish news org, or there's like a rumor amongst Spanish news, I think, I don't know, networks, that she was in a coma from an abdominal surgery.
Okay.
Or she had an abdominal surgery and whatever. So immediately Americans are like, she got a BBL. That was everyone's joke. She got a BBL.
Okay.
Did Kate Middleton get a BBL? Kate Middleton,
what
BBL?
What a crazy move for her.
Yeah. Yeah. Royal family would have been disgusted.
That'd be so funny. She all of a sudden is just like has this tiny little waist and massive butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's hanging with Ice Spice.
Yeah.
So then I think at some point maybe the royal family either prior to this story or after confirmed an abdominal surgery.
Okay.
But people are kind of like, that's like a little bit vague.
Right.
You know, and people think that, I think it was they confirmed it after the rumor came out just to give them time to figure out what to do.
So but why do they have to figure out what to do?
Well, so that's the big question is,
what's the scandal?
Just let her go outside and show a photo.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the...
Or if she's actually like in a coma, just say that.
Well, the royal family can't have that. Because you know how they do the young women and their family. They put them in a limo and they cut the brakes.
Ah, yeah, I see. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
So people are like, show her face. Show us her face.
Okay.
And so after they confirmed the abdominal surgery or whatever, it's still kind of great. So then they put out this photo. And the photo looks fucked up. The fingers in the photo
I saw
odd.
The photo, yeah.
They got the translucent sleeves.
Yeah.
People are lining up that Vogue shoot with her face, being like, this is the exact same expression.
Yeah.
This is creepy.
Yeah. Like they used a face from a past photo shoot.
Yeah.
Photoshopped it into a new something.
Yeah.
And then also, like, there was some, like, weird translucency issues on her hands. And then they, like, confirmed that it was a doctored photo, right? Page Six or something?
So that's what was really crazy was, I guess, British media took the photos down and they put out some statements saying the source can't be verified.
Right.
Which I guess is unheard of.
Okay.
Also, like, I saw a bunch of conspiracy accounts photo, like zooming in on the kid crossing his fingers, being like, this is a sign.
Oh, okay.
This is a sign. Yeah.
All right. So what does the source can't be verified means? Like, does that mean we got the photos from a verified source, we posted them, and now we can't verify that the source is who they say they were?
Something like that.
Or works for the royal family or
I don't,
what?
Yeah, I don't know the details of it. It was basically like it was rescinded.
Okay.
Right. So then the second photo comes out, supposedly, of her rolling around with William, and that one is painfully bad. It's like...
Can we see that one? I haven't seen that one.
It's arguably embarrassing that I know about all this.
No, this is interesting. This kind of grips me too a little bit.
Well, I think the grippiest part about it, it's a photo of them supposedly while the car is in motion.
William, but it's like supposedly a body double, right?
No, that's a different. It's this photo.
Okay.
So people are calling out like the brick discoloration from the top to the window is really odd.
Yep.
And then the photo that's supposedly of Kate Middleton looking out the left side of the car, people lined it up with some other photo of her in the exact same position, and they're like, they're taking... And how people match these up is just insane. Like, where... I don't know. But people are lining up this other photo of her, and they're like, this was comped in.
So these paparazzi photos are fake?
So then
people suspect.
So then go back to this other photo.
Yep.
So then
yep.
people were calling out that this is her sister and this one is staged. The car is not moving. This is completely fake.
Got it.
Da 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 da. So then the fourth supposed
is this video.
Is this video.
Okay. And what is this one?
And none of the Americans believe that this is her. Kate Middleton is getting the same treatment that UFOs get in America. Let's just start with that right there.
Or like Bigfoot.
Yeah. And this is,
I mean, this is clearly staged. Right?
Yeah, something about it.
Also, if they're just like out in public like this, there'd be a bajillion photos of her.
Yeah. So it feels uncanny. So all of this is leading up to kind of like, all right, man, now you're dragging it. So now people are...
Why don't they just post her? Why doesn't she just like post a selfie and be like, hey, I'm here, I'm all good?
So that's what everyone's saying, is she could easily just... But...
And she, you think she's doing it because like... Do you think she's fine and she's just doing it because it's like funny?
There's that. Or... Alina had this theory, it's grim, but she's like, because there's this whole thing about her husband has an affair.
Okay.
And Alina was like, what if the embarrassment was so brutal that it like went to like self-harm and it went a bad way and they're stalling because they don't know how to handle the situation.
Okay.
So that's why I'm sort of like, not that I have any deep connection to Kate Middleton, but I'm like, if this person is actually like gone.
Right.
Because people have been saying, oh, she's dead. Americans are like dancing about it. They're like, oh, she's fucking dead.
And they're trying to make it seem like she's not dead.
Yes.
But eventually they're going to have to be like, she died. If so, she's actually dead.
But that's the part that is really wild, is because now everyone's kind of doing a double take on things that Harry has said about their family. Which is like, oh, you'll never know. And they keep secrets and they keep things quiet. And so then, like, between this video and whatever, all the British news media was getting, like, word that they were going to get a royal announcement or something.
Okay.
And so everyone's kind of, like, waiting for that. And I guess part of the announcement is... Kate's health is not part of the announcement. Like, don't even worry about that.
So what is it going to be?
So that's where there's this big thing, like, is this Princess Diana too? No, that's like why people are like, did you fucking kill her? Or did you get rid of her?
Yeah.
So that's the big conspiracy.
Okay, this is pretty juicy.
It is juicy.
This video to me is clearly fake. Like, that was a little bit too perfect. That little zoom in, it's like way too high res.
It's just uncanny. Also, where the hell are they? This looks like...
like the fact that they're kind of blocked at first and they take the right and now they're clearly in view from this car. That all feels very planned.
This looks like a quaint like eating place in like fucking North England or something.
Place. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just feel that there would be, you know, there's that old man back there who's kind of glued to, look at this shit.
That's not her.
Expert eyes.
Bro, that's not her.
That is not trust her me, at dude. All.
No, trust me.
It's not her at all.
That's not her.
Yeah, so.
I know Kate Middleton. That's not her.
Yeah.
I've been watching Suits. Meghan Markle.
Oh, she was in that?
Yeah, so yeah. I just from watching that show, I know that's not Kate Middleton.
Right. You've been watching her. You've been watching Suits for Meghan Markle?
No, I'm just saying she's in that show. I actually didn't know. And then we started watching it. I'm like, that's fucking Meghan Markle?
Yeah.
That's how she got her start, with Suits.
Yeah.
She's like a main person in that show.
That's why everyone was just like from Suits to royalty.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
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 From Suits to Gowns.
Yeah. Their podcast bombed, though.
I know. It really did. Did it ever launch?
I thought it did.
I thought they just like took Spotify for a ride and basically, I don't know. Like, here, can we look that up, actually? I think they did like an episode or maybe not even that.
I thought they did.
And Spotify just like could not make back their investment.
I thought they had like a full 8 episodes.
Maybe you're right.
No way they just did one. Oh.
See? They never launched it.
Oh.
Wait, what? Oh, no, wait. It ended their podcasting partnership.
Yeah, no, I was pretty sure they had one.
Where can I listen to? Is it Archetypes?
Gotta be.
If I remember right, they had one and they released it, but then there were allegations that they were stitched together so that, like, the answers weren't actually, the interviews weren't conducted by Megan.
Why don't they just fucking do shit? I don't understand. Like,
that's, dude.
What is all this? Like, they're thinking way too much about all this shit.
Apparently, that's the royal family, I guess. I like
stitching them together so that Megan isn't actually giving the interview.
Well, like, she didn't host them, but then they made it sound like she did. That was allegations. I don't know if it was ever proven or not.
Everything connected to this family is a big smokescreen.
Yeah, seriously.
The biggest real estate empire in England right now has such a stronghold on everyone. That's all they are.
Yeah.
They just own land.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have, I don't think they have any real power.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Look it up. Does the British monarch have power? They're just there.
She's great on Suits, though. But apparently there's allegations it's not even her.
In the show.
In the show.
They were doing AI. It's fucking deep fake.
Yeah,
then.
That's like how OpenAI started.
Yeah.
That was the first Sora.
Although the sovereign no longer has a political or executive role, he or she continues to play an important part in the life of the nation. As head of state, the monarch undertakes constitutional and representative duties. I just made that up.
Duties.
Which have developed over 1,000 years of history.
So, yeah. No political actual power, but they do, like, represent.
It's kind of interesting when you think about the countries with monarch lying around. So, it's Britain. I think the king in Thailand. I think he's actually... I think he actually controls shit.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember we were going to Thailand and I was reading like weird laws. Like if you're caught like defacing a dollar, you'll go to prison for 100 years.
Damn.
It made me just want to use my card everywhere.
Yeah.
Just to be.
Yeah. Just to be totally sure.
Yeah.
Accidentally rip a bill taking it out of your pocket. Just.
Yeah.
15 guns.
Insta arrested.
Yeah.
And then I don't think they have power, but there's still monarchy in Japan.
Okay.
Yeah. You look that up? Japanese monarch? Yeah, they still have an emperor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do people care about him and like their family?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure people care, but I don't think they have any political
There's
power.
No like scandals going on with them.
Mm-mm. Nah. I mean, the biggest political thing in Japan was that former like PM getting assassinated in the street.
Yeah,
that
shit was crazy.
So insane, bro. Did you know his
not as crazy as the Kate Middleton story though?
Yeah, no. Sorry, I just had a random, you know, like that dude's grandfather, someone tried to kill his grandfather too.
Yeah.
Yeah. The long lineage of
Are you reading about like the Korean War or something?
I put that on my
Did you buy all those books?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, just some light reading.
I'm back into reading, dude.
I'm back on reading.
I gotta get back on it. I fell off big time.
Yeah.
I'm off the wagon. Yeah. Need to get back on.
Reading's good.
Yeah.
Reading is good. I've been trying to read instead of play games.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, man. I'm officially 10 weeks clean from Counter-Strike.
Really?
I don't know if watching it counts, but...
So are you watching it?
Occasionally I watch matches.
Like streamers or... Mm-hmm. Okay.
The PGL's happening.
Okay. Like the official events.
Yeah.
Okay. What's this one? YouTuber arrested for supplying snake venom as a party drug?
This dude watched Dune and he was like, I want that for real. Who watched Dune 2?
I haven't yet. I need to.
Kevin, Lauren.
Is it good? Is it that good?
Yeah, I liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. Everyone seems to think it's really.
I liked it.
I'm going to watch it.
When? In 3 months?
Whenever it comes out. On Apple TV. I'll watch it.
No, we saw it in IMAX. I'm going to try to get that 70 mil viewing next.
Which? Oh, you can watch it in what?
You can watch it in 70 millimeter.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Where?
There's like select screenings. I think Universal has it.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to watch Oppenheimer in 70.
But oh, yeah.
Didn't get around to it.
What did you think about Oppenheimer, like winning everything? All the Oscars?
Like, my opinion is always the same when, like, these people have gigantic budgets.
Yeah.
It's like, you better win everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, true.
You got a bajillion dollars.
Yeah, that's
true. You
should
fucking
clean up.
You should, like,
yeah.
If you don't win at least five, just walk out.
Yeah.
Like, don't even. I don't know if this is for you, man.
Yeah. Did you watch American Fiction?
American Fiction?
So good. Was it like one of the ones that was nominated.
Oh, no.
But the black author?
No.
Oh, dude, it's so fucking funny. Definitely watch that.
Oh, is this about... yes. Yeah. Yes. I heard this was great.
So funny. It's a cinematic stick of dynamite. If I were to just like pull a review out of the top of my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I would say. No, it's so good.
Dude, he is a great actor.
Yeah, he really is.
Jeffrey Wright.
Incredible. This whole movie, it's just like perfect.
He is like the whole reason I love watching Westworld.
Oh, yeah?
Did you watch Westworld?
I watched the first season and then stopped.
He murks it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Worth just for his performance.
I watched Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah. You sad?
Just regretted it.
You sad?
Yeah, am I sad that I watched it?
No,
yes.
No,
it's a very sad movie.
From the material.
It's super tragic, and it's just way too long.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to watch 3.5 hours, it's either got to be Dune or a Bollywood movie.
Is Dune 3.5 hours?
2 hours, 45 minutes.
Okay.
But if you factor the 20 minutes of ads,
oh, right.
Elena and I fucked up.
Why?
We showed up 15 minutes early to the movie.
Oh, yeah.
We were there for an hour.
Yeah.
What the hell are we doing?
You could fuck the popcorn bucket.
Yeah. They didn't have any more. They're all jizzed in.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not like recycling them?
No.
Oh, bummer.
No. But they did have the wash station.
Okay.
They're the Dune 2 wash station.
To wash out your after?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shayarut. Listen, Al-Gaib. Listen, Al-Gaib.
See, that's why you get there early.
Yeah.
It gives you 15 minutes to, you know.
So that's like the name of like the savior to the people on Arrakis. Lisan al-Gaib.
Okay.
Yeah. And now anytime I do anything for Alina in the house, she'll be like, Lisan al-Gaib. Like, I'm just like the savior. I get her a cup of water, I'm the savior.
That's good.
I turn on the lights, I'm the savior.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, you would get the joke if you watched the movie, but
haven't. I know,
because you decided to be weird and have a kid.
I know. Although he's vaxxed now, so we're good to like bring him out into public. So
yeah.
I could bring him to the theater and just ruin the whole fucking movie for everyone else.
Honestly,
that'd be kind of tight.
I've had two or three shows in the last year
where someone brought a baby.
Someone brought their baby.
Really?
Yeah.
To a stand-up show?
Yeah, it was.
That's
really
pretty
bizarre.
Wild.
In Portland, Maine, in the middle of the show, I just hear.
And you're like, what?
I go, what? Oh, wait, someone bring their fucking kid?
Someone just holds him up like Simba in the middle of the crowd.
Kiss my child.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, you could. You should do that.
Yeah.
You just got the swath. You're just
fucking. Yeah. Hi, 3 for Dune 2, please.
No, just like in the walkway.
Yeah.
And the friend is watching it.
Yeah, exactly, dude. We're taking him on his first flight soon, and I just like... I'm just not looking forward to... I mean, I sort of am, but, like, I've always just looked at those... That's such, like, a distinct memory from like, long plane rides, is there's always a dad walking up and down the aisle trying to calm their baby. Yep, and I'm just going to be that guy now.
Yeah.
Shh, shh,
and you're going to see a young fourth-generation Cody turn around in his wireless headphones like,
yeah.
Yo, turn that fucking thing off.
Yeah. Yeah. How dare you bring a baby on a plane?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought newborns are chill.
I mean, he cries, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
And the older they get, the more they cry about nothing.
Yeah.
So it's like the more you actually can't solve it.
Yeah.
So he's only got like a couple more weeks of being a newborn left, and then he's officially out of the newborn phase.
And then he just cries for everything.
And then he's just, yeah.
Because they just don't know English.
Yeah, exactly. And they just, that's their only form.
I think the part that trips me out about kids is you can connect words with hand gestures.
Yeah. You can teach them sign language before they know English.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Kelsey wants to do.
Yeah, because then it's funny because it carries deep. Like one of Alina's aunts, she has three daughters. And way like late, like 6, 7, 8 years old, they would instinctively do some of those hand gestures.
Yeah.
Like when they're like, I'm hungry. And they would do this.
Yeah. Like even after they knew English.
Yeah. They're in school. They're fully, but they would do this like unintentionally. That's awesome. It's just crazy how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also funny because my niece and my nephew, they have like, I'm curious to see what personality traits he just has.
Yeah.
I think that's the weirdest thing about humans.
Yeah.
They're two and they do something that is distinctly
them.
Them or distinctly like someone they're from.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Like our niece, she has behaviors that are extremely unique to her mom. And
that's so bizarre.
And things that her mom did when she was the same age as a baby.
Yeah.
That they're like, how the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, Otis is already pretty chunky. That comes from me.
Yeah.
And he's pooping
a lot,
and they're very stinky, which it also comes from me.
He's a stink shitter.
Yeah, he really is.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, today he shit out of his diaper, just completely down the leg of his pajamas. That comes from me.
Yeah. Drunk off the milk.
He loves milk. Comes from me.
Big milk guy.
Huge milk guy. He sees me drinking right out of the jug, you know, in the fridge.
Yeah.
And he goes, I want some of that.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Mommy, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just cool. He just like changes every day. Like now he's grabbing things, sort of. Like he'll like
motor skills. We'll
put him down. He's just like starting to grab our shirts and our hair and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just awesome. It's the best.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's exciting. I think
it's not going to be good for the people in the theater, though. I'll tell you that. I feel bad for them.
The motor skill phase. It's funny, little boys, dude, when they get their legs.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They're just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little girls, too. Yeah,
my friend said that. He was like, he has a daughter and a son. They're both like pretty close in age, but they're, you know, they're both like toddlers.
Yeah.
He's like, they're so fucking different. Like my daughter's just so well behaved and just an angel. My son is just fucking like trucks, just trying to throw shit.
Yeah.
You know, everything he gets, he just wants to throw it and like destroy it. And it's just like scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Little boys, man, they are, you like that. You just gotta, go to an open space with like 10-foot high fences.
Yeah.
I'm going to start a facility.
Build a sun run.
Yeah. I'm going to start a facility.
Dog
that's a
run
sun
for
run.
Human.
It's a sun run. And you book time. You book up to an hour.
Yeah.
Because they have more time, but it's like you got to make it a communal thing. And I know that's what a park is supposed to be. But I think if you could just have a sun run where you can throw something. And he bolts.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is, actually. I take a 1 mile by 1 mile plot, and I create prison lanes.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
10-foot high fences, barbed wire, so you and the sun and the sun run secure.
And they need shit that they can break.
Yeah.
And color on and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know?
So at the
end, a little obstacle course.
Obstacle course.
Where they run from one obstacle to the next.
Then at the end of the sun run is a padded room with plastic trucks.
Yeah.
And they can just fucking just throw that shit at the wall relentlessly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, that might be a thing. You know, like the polar opposite of iPad.
Yeah.
Like
the sun
for
run.
Parents that don't want to do the iPad thing, it's like, what else can we do? The sun run. Yeah. Just real life Coco Melon.
Yeah. And then next to it is like a restaurant for the daughters.
Yeah.
And the daughters hang out and they just like eat macaroni.
It's a tea
and,
party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they kind of color and they're, you know, they might like eat their boogers, but they're largely fine. Yeah. They're largely
they eat
normal.
Them politely.
Yeah. Yeah.
May I eat this booger? Yeah. Sure, you may.
And then, you got little boys in the sun run.
just screaming.
Yeah. Like
little rabid dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, boys, man. I see the I get the iPad temptation though.
Yeah, I know.
There must be some that must be magic to just put your kid on heroin.
Yeah.
Like
just going from like complete chaos to just like
shut down.
Silence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, no more.
Yeah. It's crazy though, dude. Apparently, like I've been reading some tweets about people that just like cruise the like there's like subreddits for teachers now and shit like that.
Yeah.
There's a massive growing divide of people that are like illiterate because they were iPad kids and other kids that know how to read and write because they weren't on an iPad.
Bro.
It's crazy. It's just like two paths now.
Left.
What? Why are you laughing at that?
No, preemptively. So like one of my guys I grew up with, Paul, he was telling me his son, super smart.
Okay.
So bored in school.
Okay.
Because of the disparity in knowledge.
Okay.
His son was like basically doing, he was doing basic algebra before school. Okay. And then he's in school and he's like, everyone's doing fucking addition and subtraction and like basic division. And he is just like, he hates it.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I know all this and whatever.
It's boring.
So then Paul is telling me that he went like on a day to like volunteer and he's like, bro, he's like, some kids, you just don't know how they're going to make it basically.
Yeah.
He said that they had a phrase called a runner.
Okay.
Because I guess kids,
what?
They don't understand the context of a classroom. So they just up and leave and they're just running around the school. So then parents are like, oh, we got a runner. And they have to like go around the school because there's like a rabid 6-year-old that can't read, doesn't know colors. Like, it's just like.
Bro, that's sad. They're basically like one of those little robots.
Yes, dude. Like, I shouldn't be laughing when he told me this. I was fucking crying. Like, imagine, like, you got one kid that's like, hey, he's all right. Another kid, smart.
Yeah, yeah.
You just have a kid and there's like.
Don't understand authority like at all or like structure. Yeah. That's one of the things is that I guess like the iPad kids or whatever, quote unquote, like they don't understand like authority or like what, like when you talk to them, they just like don't listen because they're just so like focused
glazed.
On what, like the,
yeah.
Even if they're not on the screen, they're thinking about what's on the screen and like when they get to get it next and like,
yeah.
It's just like a drug.
Yeah, I mean all those TikToks where it's like I tried taking my iPad away and like the way the kids react.
Yeah,
insane,
yeah.
Bro.
It's withdrawal.
I think it's funny because I think millennials and probably if any like Gen Z as early kids, I wonder if there'll be this weird reset where we're all like no.
Yeah, I mean I think it's happening already, but that's why there's such a divide. It's because some people. Are doing it and other people are like, ah, oh, fuck that. I just want my kid to be quiet.
Yeah, I was doing this bit, but I took it out where I was saying that I think by the time Gen Alpha is adults, like they're not even going to look human.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I was saying like, I think their hands are going to become webbed.
Yeah.
Because like they won't have any tactile. It's like too hard to explain on stage.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I see
what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm like.
Because they're like adapting to like what they need to do, which is just hold a screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I said that it's just going to like, they're going to have like threaded stomas.
Yeah.
Like you're just going to put in like a cherry vape cartridge in their neck and you ask it to do something. It's just like,
they're all just runners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even as adults.
Bro, that when
they
he
can't
told
hold on a job because they're just getting up and walking out of the job.
Yeah.
You can't just fucking do that. It's the middle of the day.
Dude, they're just all over Times Square just trying to touch those screens. Oh my fucking God, man. You just have a 90 by 20 screen that's just a giant fruit ninja.
Yeah.
And you have all of Gen Alpha in their 20s just. Fucking hell, man.
Ugh.
Yeah. So you're going to give him an iPad, right?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Multiple. No, we're gonna have one of those, like, you know, those little chairs that you get for your toddler.
Yeah,
where they have like little toys and they can bang shit and turn around.
Yeah,
it's just gonna be all screens.
Yeah, all different types of.
So
phones.
No matter where he turns, he cannot look away from a screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, different sizes. Yeah, yeah. We got to get them used to different, like, OSs and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Watches.
iPad. Yeah, smart fridge.
Yeah, CRT monitors. Yeah, exactly. All that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. Oh, what the hell was I going to say?
But now I'm conscious of, like, the fact that, because, you know, it's like what you were saying before, like, these kids, like, I don't know if they're born with these characteristics that are like you or if it's just... they're picking them up even when they're just tiny little babies that can't do anything.
Mm.
But I'm conscious of, like, using my phone in front of him and also, like, taking pictures of him. Like, I'm, you know, I'm doing it every day and I'm like, I don't want him to get used to these three fucking dots.
Yeah.
Because you can tell he locks onto that shit.
Mm.
It's weird. It's like, I'll hold my phone in front of him, take a picture, and he looks right at the lens because he sees these three interesting dots. And so already it's like, I don't want him to, like, get used to a phone being in front of him, and also to, like, get used to seeing me use my phone whenever I'm bored or whatever. Because that's the reason why they want to do it, is because they see you do it.
You should get, like, because all the digital, like point and shoot companies make really nice, like, Leica.
Yeah, we got one, actually.
Yeah.
We have one. We've been doing family videos on it, but, like, it's just like when I want to send, like, I have a photo stream going with my parents, like, where they want to see pictures of them and stuff. So,
yeah, if you
but
want.
It was mostly like the fact that A, they find them very interesting early. Like, you can tell already he's like, what is this thing?
Yeah.
And B, like, I just don't want him to see me use it all the time. So now I'm consciously kind of thinking, okay, like, even when I'm feeding him and stuff, like, just like chill.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think if you made the hard commit to go to like a Leica, if you're like, give it like a different look.
Yeah, yeah.
So then he makes the association like, oh, picture, camera.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And then that way, yeah, it's almost like, it's like a weird thing as a parent. You have to divorce the, it's like you have to try to teach the kid not, like, everything will live in your phone, but you don't want it, you don't want to teach the kid that.
Yeah.
Like, this is like the everything machine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it is, because I think we're also going through that right now too. Yeah. It's like, it's like we've been on these things now for 10, 15 years, whatever it's been.
Do you feel like...
and, like, we're like, everyone's kind of like, oh, these things make us not happy, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's sort of like waking up to that.
Do you feel like... real deep conversations we're having.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your fucking neck is like fried from looking
at
your
body? I felt that for years, dude.
That's a stupid question, but I guess I mean it more... let me rephrase it. Do you ever look in the mirror and, like, look at your
and
posture?
Hate who you see?
Yes, yes. I mean, that's every morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
okay.
Just par for the course.
What were you going to say?
Do you ever look in the mirror and, like, want to blow your fucking brain out? Oh, dude. I'll talk about it on the bonus. I'll talk about it on the bonus.
Okay.
I've been having this self-conscious thing where I look at my profile in the mirror to see if, like, I'm getting, like, too much phone neck.
Okay.
Like, I try to catch my natural posture.
Phone neck is like this.
I know, but
I don't think it's like this.
But I feel my phone is making me just naturally. Yeah, like,
yeah,
I'm just naturally, like. Anyways, in the bonus,
we got tit. What kind of cases are we talking about today?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell me that in character, whatever you're just about to tell me.
Yeah, I was also going to say real quick for these chains. So there was a wrestler wearing the same chain, like, in an interview.
No way.
Yeah.
The exact same one?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, trying to play it off like it was a nice chain?
I don't know.
Okay. It might have just been a joke for him,
I
too.
I mean, wrestling, it's like...
it doesn't,
it's
yeah,
all
it
like
doesn't matter, yeah.
Characters anyway. Yeah, yeah. But...
what's, yeah, what do you mean? No, it's not.
Huh?
Wrestling?
What?
What are you talking about?
What?
It's fake?
No.
Okay, good. Good. I was worried there for a second. Excuse me. Damn, that was supposed to be a low-key burp. That just...
that was a high-key burp.
That was a high-key burp.
But technically,
based on your vocal tone,
you could say that was a low-key burp.
That's how player one should sound.
Player one, what do you see in front of you? I see an apple and a place.
Well, technically it's an apple, actually, if you really think about it. All right, let's go to, what do we got today?
The case files?
Yeah, the mystery of 100K flushed away. Ooh.
Oh, that's just, that's just us with the,
that's crypto.
Yeah. That's just us with the, TMG Studios tier earnings in Vegas. That's all we do every month. We don't pay any of our employees. We actually just take all the money and we just flush it in Vegas.
And then, yeah, the next week we double down. We go, we're bringing it all back. You guys are going to get double if this goes
that's
well.
That's it. We have a once a month town hall with the staff where we're like, guys, we're gonna make up the salaries. Oh, all right. Yeah. We're going to get you for 21, 22, and 23.
But I got to be honest, as it stands right now, we're down 1.9 million.
we're down everything. All right.
So, 1.9 million, 500,000.
In order to get everyone's salary, we're going to need everyone's cars.
Yeah.
we're going to need the keys. Just trust us. We'll get it this time. Yeah, man.
All right, guys. We'll see you in the bonus.
Goodbye.
Coming up.
Tits are back.
I can has ambient.
It's the ambient cheeseburger cat.
Like Willy Wonka's the movie, like what happened in his mind. And this is what actually happened. You will eat a house cat for dinner. You will ask me to stop invading your mind. I kind of want his book now.
My interest is piqued. Sure. My curiosity has been piqued.
See it all only on tmgstudios.tv. Sign up today.